This podcast features adults using adult language.
Yeah.
That was excitement. You build excitement.
That's what I was trained to do in the pits.
The karate pits?
I had to do my warm-up or actually, I couldn't have done that shit.
That's actually
in the martial holes.
Pit training that they would train you to leave the pit. Stay in there. Okay, do it. No. He said stay down. Okay, so.
We are at Carl.
All right.
Carl's bad.
But you're immobilized.
I'm immobilized. I don't know.
Can you save out of it?
Is it a save or?
Yeah. What? How do I get out of this?
You save.
Roll that.
But you can't move from your space. But he can attack and.
Sure.
You can. I mean, you can still pull your bow and.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull my bow. I think.
Oh, I thought you was frozen like.
No, that's different.
No. Yeah, I still got my arms. I'm just a little spit that's coming out. I can still fight. In fact, it might look a little more dangerous now.
Yes.
Mad Dog.
You're salivating.
That's another nickname. I'm going to put it down.
Mad Dog Coach Carl. Mad Dog Coach Carl Two Coins.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to do. Can I hit Risky Shot from here? I'm just a ranged weapon. Is that 10 spaces?
Yeah, it's well within. All right, yeah, 10's awesome. Actually back here along the edge.
Oh, rad. All right. That's what I'm doing.
Who are you aiming at? The prone guy? Or the standing guy.
No, I want to nail this.
You're at minus two.
Yeah.
But
well, let's see.
It's only minus two. I mean,
that's not too bad.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
That's a good roll. Is that 18?
Wait, where's my
risky shot? Is this so plus six?
So 24.
Yeah.
Versus what?
AC.
Yeah, that's a hit.
All right, then it's where's my where's the D10?
Here.
Yeah.
Give me a D10.
To me, my D10.
Oh, a 10.
What is it plus?
8.
Okay.
18.
Yeah, you pin him to the ground.
I nailed him.
That's what he gets
balls.
For poisoning you.
Yeah.
Just straight to the sack.
You almost hit my hair.
the shaft pins him absolutely to the ground.
Do you have any idea how close you came to hitting my hair?
All right, we are moving on to Mantis after an excellent round by Carl.
Okay, I want to.
Carl Two Queens, coach.
I want to jump down onto this guy with dual strike. So I have an axe, a bone axe in one hand, and a bastard sword in the other.
Yes, you do.
And so I want to hit him with both.
Oh.
So let's see. The first one is not great.
There's more enthusiasm maybe than
10
accuracy.
Right.
The weapon looks amazing.
10 versus AC.
That doesn't hit.
Okay. And the second one, I come around with the axe, 17 versus AC.
We're looking better.
Okay. So the second one hits for 1 damage.
Okay. Are you sure there's no plus?
There's gotta be a
it's
plus.
Just 1d8 with the offhand.
Oh, no. All right.
Ka-ching, Nick.
He still doesn't like it. And certainly after his... After seeing this guy who he thought was incredible,
it was a big
getting
move.
Bitched against the rock, he is going to shift back on his turn.
Okay, I get to hit him.
Even on a shift?
Whenever an enemy marked by you adjacent to you shifts or makes an attack.
Do it. He has to get away, so.
Oh, yeah, that hits. 27 versus AC.
It hits all of him.
As they say.
8 damage.
Ow.
You don't run from Mantis.
You can try. So after the other two hits, or after the miss and then the 1 damage hit, yeah. I think he was feeling cocky and confident.
Mm-hmm.
He feels less so now.
Okay.
And reaching into one of the...
And actually, I think I stop his movement.
He just stops right here? Yeah, you do.
Whenever you hit an enemy...
You do.
Yeah.
He produces a...
I just hook the axe around his leg and pull him back.
Yeah, he produces a whistle.
Yeah.
That's tied by a leather strap around his neck and blows it.
No.
Don't let him do that.
And as he blows it, you begin to hear the calling that you heard that night.
Cuckoo.
Wild and moving in around the camp.
Look it up here. Look up here. Look up here. Look up here.
All right, I want to save out of immobilized.
Oh, you didn't.
Really bad.
Did you not do that at the end of your turn?
I did not.
Yeah, next time. Next time. It's gonna happen for you. You're gonna feel good.
How am I gonna kung fu over there?
You're fucked.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain.
At least you're immobilized, though. That's
yeah. I can still, I'm immobilized, but I can still rotate. So I will just drill into the stands and hide.
We are moving back to twos.
Is he dead or is he alive?
He's dead, dead, dead.
Oh, he's done.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I thought he was just prone.
No, he was, yeah, he was prone, and then he got pinned to the ground by the arrow.
Oh, the arrow got him, right.
It was a big hit. The biggest hit this game.
Well, I'm just going to run, if I can. I'll try to, since I can do nothing else but run this round, I'll try to get double speed to these guys. So, shit. Oh.
You can run along the rock.
Yeah.
That's how you leap off.
1, 2, 3, 4. What? 5. Not? Jump here? Yeah. Well, there's a sphere?
Jump up onto it and slide down.
Yeah, careen off of it.
All right.
No, jump up on top of it and then run on it like a ball.
Goddamn ninja.
5, 6.
Are you running?
Yeah, I'm going to run, Tim.
Are you going to double move or run?
Well, wait. I thought running was double move.
Well, running gives you an extra 2 squares. Double move, you could go. What's your move?
Yeah, instead
six,
of
I was basically go 12.
Instead of using your standard attack.
Yeah, I won't be able to standard attack this
round.
So I'm going to just close the distance. So I'm going to run to him.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he went. Did he go 12?
Yeah.
No, that's. But that can't be 12.
So do you want to double move or do you want to run?
No,
he wants to double move.
Oh, double move and get to him.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11.
Can't make it.
There you go. So move me to that square.
He's in the first difficult terrain.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You run so fast.
Yeah. you made your move. You got where you needed to go.
There's no solution.
Just leave
it. Carl. How you doing, buddy?
Well, first thing.
Yes, sidle around.
I'd love to move my body.
Can he even see them with the rock and the obsidian?
Oh yeah, good question.
Between?
No, he just hears them.
Okay, the echoes. It echoes around them.
He can
the
see
rock.
Him.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you can see this guy behind you.
Nope.
You can't see Jack.
The save is at the end. Are you trying to save?
Yeah.
The save is at the end of your turn.
Oh okay. Well, can I?
Yeah,
I
you can still check.
I can't do anything.
You can see this guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. I missed him. All right. So I.
Yeah, yeah.
I turn my.
It's
body.
Like this. Like a pig. Like a penguin.
I waddle backwards. Let's do a risky shot again.
It worked for you last time.
That worked well.
But I have to emphasize that the risky shot is risky because it confers combat advantage to your opponents. I mean, who knows what they're going to do this turn? Mm. But I'm saying that's what makes it a risky shot. I know you had a good success with it before.
Maybe I'm going for risky shot.
But I'm saying if you're still immobilized.
Is that what it does? Is it gives them combat
advantage? I'm saying if you spend another turn immobilized.
Then I don't want to have given him an advantage.
Yeah, yeah. It's up to you. I'm not
going
to.
Can't you just do a basic ranged attack?
I'm just going
to
do that then. Yeah. All right, so here we go. What was that? 12 versus AC on this guy?
No.
All right.
I'm sorry.
And you already fucked up your save.
Does that count?
The end.
Yeah.
That was a test.
Was that a test?
That was just for fun.
We get a call on that from the DM?
Yeah. So did you roll?
Now I'm going to do save.
That was about as bad as it could be.
Well,
you automatically fail a save if you roll it off the table.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. And that's what I rolled originally.
You rolled the first time.
So we're fine.
Good deal.
Can I have missed to where I shoot the arrow into the ground near enough to me that I can just reclaim it and just put it back in my hand?
Really?
Yeah, I just want to say
is that what's happening? No.
Man.
Bummer.
I miss Will.
Is this guy in front of me like?
No.
See if I direct the strike.
Like looking
again.
At him, is he bleeding? Do I see him like?
Yeah.
He looks like he's haggard.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, I'm gonna try and dual strike him again.
Okay.
So first with the bastard sword. Yeah. 24 versus AC. Oh, I just realized something.
What?
They're videotaping now, so they can see that I have to count on my fingers.
That's all right. I'm doing it too.
That's what
no,
I
No, you didn't. I watched you.
I counted fingers in my head.
I was hiding it, Mike. I was hiding it.
I have
phalanges.
I was hiding it like this.
All right. So the first one hits.
it hits.
And then I bring the axe around for the second one. Yeah, maybe not. 13 versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So two hits.
You
so
pick it up?
Don't be embarrassed, Mike.
I'm not good with the 10 numbers.
You own a boat. They can suck it.
Does that give you free reign to suck at math?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know you enough count to own a boat.
On your fingers, how many boats?
11.
You counted to boat.
11
yeah.
damage.
Yeah, yeah. He's dead before the second hit.
I can count to boat.
Yep. He's dead before the second hit, even.
Oh, okay. So then I'm going to turn around. And I'm going to try. I need to help. So I look at you. Do I help you or twos?
I'm just bawling. I'm just going.
Okay. Then I need to help twos, I think. So one, two, three, four. I can't move into the difficult terrain. So
you can only go five?
I can only go five, all yeah. Right.
Okay.
Now it's the Elven's turn.
It is.
Shit.
Mm-mm.
Why did I run over there?
Because you're a nobleman and a stalwart friend.
Yeah, it's true. It's going to work out fine. It might work out fine.
For the elves?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For me. I'm going to win. And that's what I like.
You're going to win Dungeons & Dragons?
I'm going to win Dungeons & Dragons. That's how I win. So we've got a few things coming in here.
We don't need more things. There's a lot of things.
He scoots back.
It's going to turn out they're going to be like living rocks. They're going to crack open. You're just going to see like rows of teeth.
These two scoot back, okay. And they draw their spears back and throw them at you.
Sure. I can dodge that shit.
17 AC.
That's a hit.
17 AC.
That's a hit.
It's not versus reflex?
This particular attack isn't.
Oh, that jeez. Sucks.
Wow.
I was excited. Well, my reflex is worse.
10 points.
Really? Aren't you a ninja?
No, yeah, I'm a monk. That's a big, that's a common mistake. I am a monk.
You okay. Would if you
knew. Don't you ever call me a ninja. Come on, Mantis. You know better.
Sorry, Twos.
Guys, stop bickering. You need to focus.
I'm just sitting over there slowly turning into a pillar of salt.
His tongue is just so fat in his mouth.
You're not helping!
This character slinking in from the back, also different from the rest of the warriors. He reaches out a hand and squeezes it into a fist.
No.
And your penis is torn off.
and devoured.
Versus what?
It's
versus
psychic.
What?
Versus your dick. And
versus your dick. 24 versus your dick.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
And
can't fight that.
The air around.
It's a push.
Like an irritated cobra, my dick deftly dodges.
And hisses.
The air around.
Rattles.
Mantis crackles and explodes.
Oh!
Oh!
No!
Yeah.
So, which is the sands?
The air itself.
The air.
We're talking about a
shaft.
Yeah. 23 versus reflex.
That's a hit.
That's double my reflex.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
And we also have one for the immobilized
coach.
Coach Mad Dog.
Yeah, it's Mad Dog when I do a big hit. It's coach when I get
18 reflex.
Yeah.
Okay. You each take 14 points.
Okay, I'm
14
dead.
Points of damage.
Those two?
I have died.
Really?
That's half of my
health. I'm 13.
It's a big hit.
I was at 13.
All right, well.
I'm bloodied.
So I'm going to take a little nap. I'm going to let that poison roll over me and rest in the soft sands.
Okay.
All right, so...
All right.
So what do you got, buddy?
Don't worry.
We thought Chris was bad. Like, Chris at least waited until the end of the night to kill us all.
We have twos.
All right. Well, I'm going to run up. Run me up to in front of this guy, Chris. Put me right in the center of both of them. See what I mean?
You got enough to get there?
I think so.
Yeah. You have enough movement.
One, two, right. Three, four.
Right here?
No, right up one more.
Or right up in here.
There you go.
All right.
I'm not flanked, am I? No.
No, not yet.
Very
short. Okay, guys, wish me luck here. Are you ready? Wish me fucking luck. I'm going to do five storms on these fuckers.
Oh, please.
So this is an attack for each one, right? Because it's a burst one.
See if you can find a sixth storm.
I actually can't because I have stone fist of flurry.
You can get that sixth storm, man.
Actually, this will let me get one more attack if I do hit someone. So I will have a sixth storm.
Okay.
You ready? Shut up. This is for the guy to my left.
Yes.
Ooh.
So 20 versus reflex.
Doesn't hit.
Okay, so he's hit. Now this is to the guy to my right. Again.
That's another nice. Strong
That's
hit.
Another hit. And now to the fucker in the back mm-hmm. that exploded air. Fuck, that's a miss.
So the other two take hits of how much damage?
Four. Shit. But I'm going to do Stone Fist Flurry of Blows, which means... No, I can use one per round.
I have that DVD, actually.
If the trigger is you hit with an attack during your turn, one creature, and so I'll take the creature to the left.
Airman.
And he takes an additional... Oh,
tell
if
me
the
more.
Target wasn't targeted by the triggering attack, it takes 9 damage. So the guy in the back who I missed is going to take 9 damage.
But he was targeted by it.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
I'll have him take 7.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah.
And...
Wait, it's not all.
This is confusing me, Jerry.
Tell me more.
It says movement technique.
Yeah.
Move action, personal. That's only if I didn't move that turn, correct?
That's right. That is an optional kind of move
right.
that you can use.
If I hadn't
As a part
moved.
Of that attack, right. You know how in martial arts movies... Monks are always jumping around doing crazy shit.
Correct, but is it negated by the fact that I've already moved this turn?
That's right.
Okay.
You used your move action to do that.
Excellent.
But yeah. If you were here and you could use those two shifts
sure.
to get out.
I got
Absolutely.
You.
Okay, so my turn. Blood leaves my body. A little
you
more.
Need to make
a blood on the sand.
A death save.
You need to make a death save.
How do I do that?
Roll a d20.
Roll a d20. Yeah.
And roll it well.
Come on.
Don't
d20.
Be afraid. Don't be afraid.
I'm going out in front
Don't
of you.
Don't be afraid, Mike. Chris. 12.
Okay. Yeah. Death save.
So you stabilize at least.
So what do I remain here with?
0.
So I'm at alive. Is what I get.
Right?
You're unconscious.
Yeah. Right now you're unconscious.
But
yeah.
not dead.
No. Not yet.
Okay. But somebody can go over and make a healing check on you.
Can just step on
someone me. Who's right next to him.
Yeah.
Someone who's right next to him.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, how's your wisdom?
Well, that would be a healing check. Which is -1. I'm not in fucking combat.
Heal me.
Just reach down, snap your neck.
Oh, God.
It's
going
to be okay, Carl.
No,
it's going to be okay.
You load me into a cart.
It's like if mice and men, you just start hugging them. We're going to have a farm in Tyr, and we're going to raise rabbits and feed them alfalfa and beans with ketchup.
No, medicine. I need expertise.
I'm petting your hair. I've got you cradled in my arm.
Don't touch that.
I love you too, Coach One Coin.
All right. I'm going to try to make a heal check. We have to bring him back up,
we
right?
We have to, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm going to try to make a heal check on Carl.
This is a dark sunned area.
5. No, that's not good. Oh, no, that's a 9. The dot's on the bottom.
Yay.
It's still not... still only an 8.
That's an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you need to hit that?
It'd be 10 or better,
It'd be
10 right?
Or better? Okay.
And that lets you spend a healing surge, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right, well.
I don't. It's okay. I mean, I just shake you.
Carl!
Get up, Carl!
Dude, Carl's asleep!
Can you take a second wind when you're unconscious?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I'm capable of a lot.
You don't have to laugh when you say no. All
right. No!
Well, hold on a second. No, I can't.
I'm having really cool dreams, though, guys. I'm
Eat
really excited
apple.
To...
Apple.
I don't know if you want to take that chance.
Shove that in your mouth.
Squeeze an apple juice into my mouth, buddy.
Like I used my... That's the standard action.
What, an apple squeeze?
No, I tried to heal you.
Oh,
I reached
yeah.
down and like slapped your face.
Doing a little bit more damage.
All right, elves turn. I'll be dead soon too, guys.
Good Christ.
Jerry, did you prepare for this?
We are fucked six ways to
when
Sunday.
We're all dead and there's still more podcasts.
What plane do we go to?
Well, no, this is great because we'll be done in time for lunch.
You engineered this.
What in the balls?
Oh, no, honestly, this is good. I was worried that the desert wouldn't open up and swallow us.
Jerry just laid down
my grave.
When you're a crack, a fissure.
When you're leaning over, Mad Dog, wake up! Wake up! You look over, uh-huh. and you see what looks like
a sand minge.
Like a white, like a pale white snake, uh-huh. reach up through the sand,
grab this guy,
whoa,
and fling it into the mouth.
Oh,
no.
It's the Sarlacc pit. We're on top of a Sarlacc pit.
Drag my body away from that. You just saw what happened to him. And I'm very close. He's going to go for this guy now.
It's true. Yeah, you figured out how it works.
Actually, I'm sleeping. I don't know anything. I'm in a bed right now.
Well, maybe it only eats the dead people.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm near dead. I might still be palatable.
He's looking pretty tasty.
Yeah, I look dead.
But I should not be back here playing fucking nursemaid. Like I need to be. I should be up fighting the elves. But I'm at half health. Like I need him to wake up so he can give me a heal.
We need to heal each other.
So this one sees this ship that happened, and comes around the back.
Just around the back.
And over here, the two's gangbang is about to begin.
Oh.
12 AC?
That does not hit me.
Okay.
Stand strong.
And 11. So that's not a good. That is not a great round for them. There, this guy in the back sidles around the side. All right. While you're occupied by these other two, he digs a knife into your back for 3 points.
Okay. I think I'm...
Not so bad.
I'm not so bad.
We're going back to twos.
Should I use a daily?
Does it teleport you home?
It's called Harmonious...
Can it take us with you?
Yeah.
You punch one foe, then spin and deliver a kick to another. Thunder rumbles in the distance, rolls closer, and explodes between your two foes.
So it's just a two-foe deal.
Well, yeah, but that'll take care of two of those guys. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I think this is a clutch.
We're in a bad spot.
Yeah, we're not... Like, the Earth has gained a mouth. it's not great. I don't want to
Jerry,
see
this says target is one or two creatures, so if it's two, I'll have to roll for each to hit.
Yeah, they're two targets. Right.
Okay, so it's the guy on the left.
When you say left, I just want to make sure we're doing
it. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sorry, left to me, I'm sorry. So 9 plus 6 versus fortitude.
Yep, that's a hit.
Okay, and the second guy, 12 plus 6 versus fortitude.
Yep, nice. Both hits.
Okay, so give me a couple more d6s.
Is it a big hit? Is it a big hit?
It's how many? 3d6. Thank you.
3d6.
So 5, 9 plus 3, 12 to each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When the target takes damage, the other target takes 4 thunder damage. This effect lasts until the end of the encounter or until one of the targets drops to 0 hit points. So from now on, if one guy takes damage at all, the other guy takes 4 thunder damage.
So if this guy gets hit...
The other guy
gets thunder damage?
Yeah.
The other guy's like, stop getting hit.
All right, so that knocks those fuckers silly.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too.
That was a strong play.
Where did this guy go?
Do you want me to spend an action point?
Isn't there a guy right here?
He ran around the back.
Hey,
he saw that mouth.
Mantis, do you want me to spend an action point?
You have one?
Yeah, you start with that. Everybody starts with one action point.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
You want me to do that?
I mean, not that I can action.
Couldn't hoit.
Okay. So anytime this guy gets hit, this guy takes damage.
The guy to the other guy.
The flanking
guy.
Oh, okay.
Guy.
That guy. Yeah.
All right. So
that's a strong play.
I'm going to spend my action point.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
I'll attack again.
I'm back there doing mouth-to-mouth at the girl.
You want me to stay and attack, though, not come back to help, right?
Yeah.
I think you need a whale on those guys.
Okay, I'm going to do 5 storms. I'm going to close burst one. Ooh, what is this?
Is some new burst?
I forgot I have encounter powers.
I'm finding bursts.
You do have encounter powers. You're not wrong. You can use those too.
We're not playing to the height of our effectiveness, I think.
Well, no, okay. When an attack followed by one shove, your enemy flies backwards. That'd be nice.
Can you push him into the earth?
This guy
mouth?
In front, the guy right in front of me. I'm going to do a disrupting advance on him.
Okay.
15 Ooh. Plus 7 versus armor class.
That's it. So tell me what happens to him. Is he disrupted?
9 points of damage. I push him 2 squares. And the target and any of your enemies adjacent to the target at the end of the push are slowed until the end of your next turn.
Okay, so they're back there.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, that's strong.
So he's slowed.
These guys are also hurt incredibly bad. Both of these two regular guys.
The path of the way.
I don't know. I'm gonna heal Carl. Should I come up and help you finish these guys off?
I think I'll be okay.
You're on the precipice of the
You're just shaking me.
And yeah.
There's one more corpse fort to eat, so I'd run up. Please. Okay.
Yeah.
Or there'll be another corpse fort to eat.
So Carl, first we have to manage Carl's death save.
He did. Last time he stabilized.
Yeah, yeah. I rolled out of death. But then
when you are dying, you need to make a saving throw at the end of your turn each round.
Oh, each round.
The result of your saving throw determines how close you are to death.
Okay, well,
but I thought once you made it, you were done.
Well, the first one I rolled
20 or higher, yeah.
Oh, that's like the clear.
Well, to 20 or higher, you jump back on your feet. So
yeah,
that's
just roll 20.
That's
okay.
Gonna roll.
Enough.
Well, here we go.
Yep. Yeah. Still stable.
Okay.
Not dying.
But you don't take a check.
Oh, okay.
That's a bear.
Yeah, it's pretty mean.
That's
a stinger. It's a scary round.
Yeah.
Now we are on to Mantis.
Do I think I could pick up that huge obsidian sphere next to me?
You could try.
Like, it's not like embedded in the sand, or
well, it's definitely on. It's on top of the sand. It's not deep around it or anything.
How
like
big
that,
is that guy? That one's 5 foot.
Yeah, I mean,
in,
it'd be like,
in diameter.
I'm wondering if I can like throw it,
like bowl it.
I guess I'd hit you too, though. Too.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well, because it depends.
Well, look, you got a straight line. You could nail this guy and this.
That's
guy
what I'm
here.
Wondering. Like, would I? Yeah, and you've got pretty good acrobatics, maybe.
Yeah, I wanna encourage that kind of play.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to lift up
like some,
that.
We're talking about like some shot putt type.
Yeah,
thing.
I wanna take this ball and I wanna chuck it at these two guys, like on this line.
All right, I'm looking for a strength check.
Strength check. 16.
16. It doesn't.
Doesn't budge.
It doesn't budge. You think that you have it within you. You have lifted things this heavy before, but you had to really think hard.
Should I action point and try and lift it again?
Well, I'm not going to... That's not going to... You're just testing it to see. An attack with it would have been a thing.
Oh, okay.
You can
still
play. I'm not going to take away your thing because you're trying to do something awesome.
Then...
I encourage awesome.
I'm leaving Carl.
Okay.
To the maw. I'm surrounded by difficult terrain here. I guess I can get up on the rock.
Might be the best of the athletics.
Yeah.
One...
Yeah,
22.
It's easy. Yeah. You hop up.
Two. Three,
easy step down.
Four.
Yep.
All right.
Now, do you have any attacks that hit multiple targets?
Brutal.
Do you
want to
try
them.
And get over one?
Yeah, I should probably.
And get them marked, right?
Bash them brutally.
Just brutalize.
Okay, I'm gonna cleave and try and hit both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first guy, I'm gonna focus on weirdo guy.
This is dire.
I know. Weirdo guy?
Yeah. No. 12 versus AC.
It's not Candy Sun. It's Dark Sun.
On this guy here?
No, on the big guy.
I feel like Dark Sun doesn't capture
in that
all
case,
of it.
I don't do
either.
Anything.
So now action point, you think?
I'll action point and try to cleave again. Focused on the smaller guy this time.
There you go.
Dark implies some light.
What are you talking about?
Dark 11 versus AC.
That does not hit.
Well, the good news is I wasted my
action point.
And didn't hit anyone and left Carl to die in the moss.
That's
so
good.
Oh, and I'm bloodied.
And unable to lift things, which is your
things
one skill.
Could be worse.
Right, you couldn't even lift the thing that
yeah.
you've been born to do this whole time.
Another tendril comes out, grabs this corpse.
You see Carl open like one eye, like,
and pitches it into the mouth.
No.
And then it disappears.
Oh.
It knows when something's dead. It can sense your heartbeat through the sand.
God.
As faint as it is.
Yeah, I just need to keep...
Oh, never mind. It comes back. and it reappears in your asshole.
Then a tendril reaches out.
Yeah.
You are miserable.
One tendril snaps a tiny rubber glove onto the other tendril.
That's a really great image.
You're not a happy man.
A tendril reaches out, grabs this guy.
Asks you about your family. How you doing?
Right.
Play a lot of golf these days?
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
This one is not dead, and so there is a resistance quotient.
Yeah.
But he'll be dead soon.
Sure. So it's dragging him in?
It's dragging him in right now.
Like Lando Calrissian.
Exactly.
And he has
a chance to escape, but it's a pretty strong creature.
How fat are these tendrils?
How fat?
Sure, yeah.
How plump?
Yeah.
Maybe 2-inch diameter.
So thin but strong.
Yeah, exactly. Prehensile.
I don't like it any better.
13 AC.
I'm post-hentai.
Miss.
Okay. 14 AC.
Miss.
Okay. You're safe for another round from these two guys. We are at the top. Twos.
All right. I am going to... Oh. Yikes.
Maybe you should try to go back and help Carl. Like, now that I'm here, I can handle this.
I'm going
to...
Well, I'm...
What's your health?
Not good.
Oh. The problem is, if I move, there's an opportunity attack on me, though.
Correct? No, you could shift, and then either way, you're going to get one.
So I might as well attack and head his way.
Well, any hit you do to one of these guys, the other guy takes four thunder, right?
Yeah.
So I think you guys just need to nail those two.
All right, Fury of Five Storms. Here it comes.
Keep going to the storm well. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going
to
weather
the storms. Rain.
No, get those storms out. We need storms.
Five storms is coming.
Okay, on...
Want those skies to darken.
Start on the guy to my left first. And that is a 17 versus reflex.
Is that a storm?
And then 18 versus reflex.
That is also a hit.
Good rolls.
So nice. The first guy gets... well, they both get...
They're going to get some...
four, five, six, 7 points of damage. But then when I hit the one guy, the other guy gets thunder damage, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he takes an extra four.
An extra four. And then when I hit the other guy takes thunder damage.
So it's 11 each to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So it's an incredible sight.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's moving in a liquid way between two targets, striking one, the other's hit. Striking one, the other's hit. It's incredible. He lives long enough to deal this corollary damage to his friend. But the other, his compatriot, is definitely looking in a bad way. Which is
well, and since
bloody.
I haven't used my movement, I can take this movement technique with me.
You have a movement technique?
I flip in my last kick back two squares. So I shift two
nice.
Squares back.
Into the
now,
mouth.
Now I'm behind.
You jump over my head.
Yeah. Oof. I literally flip back over the top. There you go.
It's like, whoa.
I'm gonna head.
You just want to touch
you guys. Got
I brush you as you go over my head.
You touch his cloth.
Yeah. All right, guys. Things are looking better. Things are looking as though you may survive them. We are moving now to Carl.
All right.
See if you don't die.
See if I don't die.
No, oof. You don't.
Oh,
you don't. That's, Mantis.
That is harrowing.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm gonna try and dual strike this guy that's left. Am I adjacent to him?
Can't you are.
Okay.
Yeah, he got scooted over.
All right, dual strike.
From the Incredible Leap.
First comes the sword. 19. No,
AC?
20 versus AC.
That's a hit.
And then the axe. 10 versus AC.
The 10 does not hit.
Okay, but the first one
yes.
is the good one. And that deals
10 damage.
Ooh. Healthy.
There should be a strength plus on there.
Not here, on dual here. Strike. There's no
oh, not on dual strike?
No. You just gotcha. Get 1d10 with the sword and 1d8 with the offhand.
Gotcha.
I think the idea is that you're supposed to hit with both.
Ostensibly? Yeah.
So you just did strike.
I just did strike.
Strike.
Yeah, that's a savage hit.
And I mark him.
He is marked.
You urinate on him.
He is mine.
I just lift up the flap, the loincloth.
And you just go, marked.
Yeah.
He's not happy.
You just point.
Little guy in the eye.
You mantis.
Yeah.
That's a giant's dick. I mean, there's a lot
that's
of meat there.
That's an incredible yeah. sight
so he,
to behold.
Also prehensile.
He's pulling out along
it points
the snakes
at him.
Out around yeah. the loincloth. Yeah.
And waves. he is pulling himself out onto the sand over the rock-encrusted lips, and then is hauled back down in... The tendril reaches over here.
Oh!
Hey.
Oh! Stop. Wait, how far does this guy reach?
It's pretty big.
He's a long reach.
Yeah. He flips you closer.
Ugh.
And he flips this one in here. He's in.
He's got double tens.
Yeah, well, he has action points just like you do.
Oh, wow. He's hungry.
Yeah.
He's
really hungry.
He spent an extra one.
This is hungry man.
To draw my corpse closer.
I don't know. I think it would hurt.
Has the tendril withdrawn?
Yeah.
Or is it still on me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it's just slapped me. It's
right.
probably preparing me, tenderizing me.
Yeah, exactly. It's manipulating
is
you.
Is it attached to him?
No. It's thrown
might,
him.
Maybe
and
it's probably snaking up.
Yeah, he might be passing him to another tendril. I mean, there's a lot about this creature we don't know.
Right.
What we're talking about is a 23 AC.
Cool, that's a, if it's me, it's a hit.
Yeah.
But if he's trying to hit him, it's a minus two.
Oh, he's back there. He can't hit him anyway. Oh. 23 AC.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I'm glad I did that. Yeah, that's
a... It's all yours. You
wish
can have
you were
it.
Hanging back here.
Good job.
Yeah,
6
that's
points.
That's a hit.
Friends helping friends.
Yeah, that's the way I like it.
That's what it's all about. We're back up to Tooth.
I'm down to 8 hit points.
You'll be fine.
Rip some dirt on it. There's a lot of dirt.
Sure. You can't help but be rubbed by dirt. I dread my turn.
That's why they created
that
system.
Normally I'm excited. No, I like that inversion.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, from a gameplay standpoint.